Aruch Siman Shin Gimal. Maran talks about certain items that are forbidden to wear in the public domain on Shabbat because of the Gezerah that one might take them off for different reasons, either because they want to show it off to somebody or because they're embarrassed of the item and therefore they might take it off out of embarrassment. One example the Shulchan Aruch brings that a person might be embarrassed and therefore might take it out and hide it is a gold tooth. In the olden days, if a person was missing a tooth, they would fill it in with a piece of gold, and it would look different, obviously. So to wear that in the public domain, although technically it's not carried because it's attached, but the Gezerah is that out of embarrassment, people start talking, and he might get ashamed, he might pull it out, put it in his pocket, and carry it. But Shulchan Aruch says if it's made out of silver, it's okay, because silver is more similar to the white teeth that we have, and therefore it's not going to come to embarrassment. Hakam ben Sion, alav shalom, in order to Sion perich av gimal seif yud, he says that bizmanenu, a person in our time can go out with all the teeth, doesn't matter what type, even gold. Because today people don't get embarrassed, and even if they would, the way they put it in today is usually fixed, where it's not so easy just to pull it out, and therefore he was lenient in such a case. Furthermore, he talks about a bite plate that somebody might put in their mouth. He said that's permissible as well. It's considered a takshit. It's not different than a kamiya, which we let a person who needs it. Why can a person carry a kamiya? Because to the sick person who needs the kamiya, it's a takshit. To him, it's an adornment. Similarly, the bite plate, which is attached in the mouth, people don't get embarrassed because you can't see it, and there's no gizah. They might take it out and show it to somebody, obviously. So therefore, there would be no problem to wear that in the public domain. Furthermore, it would be permissible, obviously, to wear braces. Braces are attached. No one's taking the braces off. The Yalkut Yosef also talks about, let's say you have dentures. Since the custom is not to take off dentures in the Reshut Rabim, nor is anybody embarrassed of it, because it's attached and it looks like the normal teeth, so therefore there is no Gezerah. Today they have Invisalign, which is a plate that basically they put over the teeth in order to straighten it. There'd be no Gezerah to take it off. Again, it's not a something that's embarrassing that somebody would take it off. It's hardly even noticeable that it's in the mouth. But it's attached to the mouth. It's a takshit to the one that's wearing it. The only time usually people take that off is to eat. But usually you're eating in the private domain. So therefore, there should be, and you can talk when it's fine, and everything is fine. There's no gizirah that you might have to take it off for any other reason. So therefore, it would be permissible on Shabbat, not only to wear the permanent braces, but even the Invisalign, or a night plate, or a bite plate, as they call it, in the Reshut HaRabim, and there would be no gizirah.